MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales. There's nothing more gratifying than the righteous glow you feel when you've done something good for others that are less fortunate. And on eBay, supporting a worthwhile cause can pay off in, well, in more ways than one. With us now to tell us how she succeeds with eBay GivingWorks is top-rated seller LJW's mommy, known offline as Amy Warren. Amy, what made you want to start using eBay GivingWorks?
Mainly, I had a selfish motivation, and that was that I wanted the little ribbon badge to show up next to my titles and search results because I wanted my listings to stand out over other people's. But once I started, I found that it was very easy, and I became addicted pretty quick.
So why did you choose the Wounded Warrior Project?
I wanted an organization that was nationally recognized so that it would be familiar to more people. And I chose the Wounded Warrior Project because I'm a military brat. My dad was career Air Force, and helping out the guys who get injured on my behalf is just one little way to give back.
Do any of your customers mention that they bought specifically from you because of the charity you support?
Sometimes. Every so often I'll get a message from a customer, usually thanking me for giving to the Wounded Warrior Project. Often they'll mention that they have a family member that has benefited from the program. One time I had a guy make me an offer on an item that I accepted, but then when he paid the difference back to the full price of the item, and he had asked me to pass that difference along back to the charity. So that was nice.
Oh. I'm familiar with the Wounded Warrior Project. It's pretty cool. Well, do you ever give through eBay Giving Weeks to other charities or just to that one, the Wounded Warrior Project?
I've also given to the American Cancer Society. When my grandma passed away, we had a few items of hers that we sold on eBay, and my mom had asked me to give a percentage of those sales to the American Cancer Society. That was a cause that my grandma supported since she was a cancer survivor herself.
Are you a charitable person in your life? Have you always given to charity a lot?
I try to be. My parents set a great example of generosity. When I was a kid, they would often pay for other kids in the class to go on field trips and that kind of thing for families who couldn't afford it. So for the 19 years we've been married, we've always tried to give away 10% of our income. Some goes to our church, some goes to schools, some goes to local charities that we support, and like the Wounded Warrior Project as well.
When you're giving to GivingWorks, when you set up a listing, can you walk through the process for those who are unfamiliar with what it takes, just mainly to show them how easy it is, but what happens at each step?
Sure. It's really just a few clicks of a button in the section that asks, do you want to give a portion to charity? You would select yes. Then there's thousands and thousands of charities to choose from drop-down menus, and there is a search field, so you don't have to go through an alphabetical list. You can type in a subject or the title of an organization that you're interested in. And then once you find it, you select a percentage of your listing sale price that you want to go to the charity. The minimum percentage is 10%, and I think you can give all the way up to 100. And then it'll take a minimum of a dollar. So we use it on items of ours that are, you know, that we price at $11 or more, knowing it's going to take a dollar.
Then what happens?
From my perspective, that's it. They take the money, pass it on to the organization that I have chosen in the listing, and then once a week I get an email from eBay GivingWorks telling me how much was donated from my listing.
Does the program send you a receipt for tax purposes?
Yes, you can also search for a cumulative receipt, so you can save those weekly ones, or at the end of the year you can search from your account settings in eBay and find your cumulative total for the year.
And yours is always 10%, correct?
Yes.
That's what I do, too. I do 10%.
So, Lee, and what happens with the eBay fees in that case?
you get a credit on your eBay fees equal to the percentage that you're donating. So my final value fees for an item that I have a 10% donation on, I get a 10% credit back on my final value.
Yay!
And
yay!
Again, you don't have to do anything afterwards as long as the money's in your PayPal account, correct?
Right. Correct. It is so easy. Once you have it set on the listing, you know, it's a set it and forget it. It's just all done and taken care of.
So you use it on all your listings. Was there a time when you didn't use it? And can you see a difference in between? I guess what I'm asking is, does it help you make sales?
I believe it helps me make sales. And I should clarify, I use it on all of my listings that I own. I still do quite a bit of consignment. And so I don't use it on those people's items because they aren't mine. And I could, but it would make for more difficult math. But I do use it on anything that's ours that we have priced roughly $11.99 or above.
Do you try to talk your consigners into giving a percentage?
Not the consigners, but I had taught people how to sell on eBay as well. And one of my students was an author who wrote books about dogs, and he gave his earnings to the Humane Society. I did talk him into that.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, most of us want to help other people. Okay, most of us do. Most people are basically good. But we don't have ways to do it easily. This is so easy, isn't it, Amy?
It's so easy. I love it. I don't have to write a check. I don't have to remember. It's just all done. Like I said, when I write up the listing, it's all set and it just takes care of itself.
So can you give it to more than one charity?
I don't think you can give it to more than one charity per listing, but you can, throughout your listings, you can use different charities all, you know, across the board. If you had 100 different listings, you could have 100 different charities that you're supporting.
That's true. You just can't, you can only have one charity per listing.
That's what I thought. That's all I've ever tried to do.
So. How long have you been selling on eBay?
My first sale was in August of 2003, and that started my addiction.
What did you sell? What was your first sale?
My first sale was actually a box of makeup freebies. My grandma and my great aunt shopped high-end department stores, and whenever they would get free gift with purchase or whatever, they would give it to me, who was, you know, of course, starving young mom with no money. And they were colors or things that I didn't use, so I just tossed them in a drawer. So my first purchase on eBay was my favorite lipstick. And then when I got it, I quickly thought, if I could buy a lipstick, I could sell the makeup in my drawer. And it just took off from there.
And, you know, those, I get a lot of those free gifts. You know, you go buy a jar of your favorite moisturizer, and if it's the right time, Lancome gives you a free gift or whoever.
Yeah.
And you just put them in your drawer mostly. That is a good idea. So what do you do? Do you say it's a Lancome free gift or whatever the company is?
Yes. Well, that was way back then. I don't know that I've sold any makeup since then.
Okay. It's a good idea, though. We all have those laying around in the drawer.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. You have thousands of dollars within your house that you don't even realize.
So what do you sell now?
We sell our own plant seeds and cactus pads and live desert plants. And we also do a lot of thrift shops and yard sales and estate sales. And then we did a lot of consignment for many years, but we have closed that part of our business, although I do still have several clients that I'm finishing up.
So, okay. So I'm looking for succulents and cactus.
Oh yeah, because you have them all over your porch there.
Yeah.
She's got one of those porches.
Not only porch, but I've got an out. I call it my secret garden.
And we have it all over our porch too, and it's all for sale. So I don't think we have any live plants listed right now, but we do always have prickly pear cactus pads and a few different plant seeds.
Okay, I'm gonna look you up, babe.
Okay, that would be great.
That's coincidentally what I'm doing now. So how long have you been selling on eBay? Since 2003?
Correct.
And it's changed a lot, hasn't it, honey?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I didn't even have a digital camera when I started.
What did you use?
just a point-and-shoot camera on the floor. So after the makeup samples, I moved on to my maternity clothes and baby clothes as my kids outgrew them. And back then, several listings even didn't have pictures because I was overwhelmed with three kids under 3 years old, and the last thing I wanted to do was go to Costco to get a roll of film developed.
Yeah, so at the beginning, you had to get your film developed.
And then when Costco started giving you the CD that had your pictures on it, so I didn't have to scan them in when I got home. Oh, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. And now I list all my listings. I just use the eBay app. I love the photo integration. They just go right in and saves a whole lot of time.
You have an iPhone?
I do. I love it.
So you take the picture with your iPhone and just integrate it?
Correct.
There you have it. Wow. Yep. Things have gotten easier for Amy.
Well, yes, it's true.
And now you can do the eBay Giving Works through the app also. That didn't exist until recently. So
yeah, that was that was a great addition.
Every day it's a little easier.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming on to the show and sharing your Giving Works experience. Giving Works has provided a channel for many sellers to give to their to charities, and it's helped eBay also reach a pinnacle where in marketplaces we have the best sellers who give to charity. So thank you for being a part of that.
Thank you, Amy.
This segment was sponsored by Campaign Go, Master Your Sales. Dial us now at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.